Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And my wonderful co-host, Veronica. Hi, I'm Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
It's been another one of those weeks.
tonight, I forgive you.
Thank you. Tonight's show is forgiveness. And I'm going to read this directly because it was really, of course, as always, I misspell because I'm in some altered state somewhere. Forgiveness, such a big word, so much impact. We won't allow ourselves to be fully loved until we can forgive the other, others, and ourselves. Our relationship with God and Goddess will deepen and ripen, and we can finally allow their love and intimacy. With it comes compassion for their and our journeys and learning as well. What was our script, and what did we intend to learn? Tonight, the team's going to work with us to see why we withhold forgiveness and thereby holding off being truly loved. And I have to tell you, this has been a huge week for me.
You've been practicing forgiveness all week.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. This has been a absolutely quantum week for me. So this show has tremendous meaning, and it was set up, you know, really set up last week. Show dedication to truly find forgiveness for everything and everyone in our experience that we perceive as hurt, betrayed, or abandoned us, including parents, friends, lovers, husbands, wives, and God and Goddess. This is a big one, but with the intention to do so, you'll be amazed at how the places you hold these feelings will be shown to you. And I just want to say that last week's show, I don't even remember what the title of last week's show was.
Love?
Yes, Love is the Key. That was it. Thank you. I'm sorry. I've been in channel so much lately that I don't know what portion you're talking to tonight. So I want to go through the first part of this, and then I'll get into the reason for tonight's show, which is, for me, absolutely fascinating. I hope everybody gets something out of it. I really do hope you do, because it's been transformative for me. On every level, Lord.
I think it has for me too, actually.
Yeah, it's been a, this is an amazing time right now, and it's lots of heart opening, in unexpected ways, that we didn't, you know, really anticipate that we could open up. And, Deb O'Connor, your dear friend, it's lovedogdesign.com, wrote, and you know, you mentioned last week for me to read this, and I hadn't read it. It came in. Pisces, which was our Pisces full moon last Sunday night. Pisces understands that everything in existence is holy and deserves to be treated with reverence. Everything, everyone, all of it. And this energy helps us understand forgiveness is the only sure path to love. Of others, of ourselves, of all that is. Forgiveness is the only sure path to love. Oh, that's sorry. I already did that one. Okay, I can't even cut and paste today. That shows you how. Dear Lord.
I thought you were just being emphatic.
No, not at all. The equinox, tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
More heart opening. More heart opening, everybody. And, you know, along with it can come up anger, and I just want to prepare you. I mean, with the astrological influences, that's there anyway, but a lot of dark stuff can come up as the heart opens. Anything that's been held in the way, and this is something we talked about last week, we just don't get to any place that we're holding. Anger, resentment, jealousy, blah, 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 cannot be filled with light, and it's pushing it up to the surface, And as I read through some of the astrological stuff today, and I went, oh, it's all saying the same thing. What has your experience been this week, Veronica, with a lot of
forgiveness?
Has it really?
Yeah, and the thing about, you know, my father has been wavering on the life and death thing, and he's kind
yes.
of in recovery right now, but it's pushed me to really do forgiveness, I have to say, of self. I'm feeling a real relinquishing of a certain self-judgment and a lot more respect for family members and a lot more forgiveness. I feel it deep down. I feel a lightness coming up. And sometimes I get that crunch of what a jerk I am, which is what's been the planetary thing, but then I get the freedom from it, you know?
The drama, okay, the play that we've come to play is starting to unwind now. And, I mean, I'm commenting on what you just said. The drama that we came into play with our family members and significant others is starting to unwind. And along with it comes our understanding of our role in it. And sometimes it's shocking to see where we were and how we played into it. Forgiveness of self is imperative because we all did the best we could with what we knew, but so did they.
Right.
So did they.
Yeah, it's like all the lines are melting.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know when the Academy Awards is.
The Academy Awards, what, for the best drama?
For all of our performances, yeah. Are we signing up for that, too? No, I'm just...
Absolutely, Hall of Souls. I think that's where we'll get the Academy Award. And have you been feeling this absolute angst this week, this really high pitch? I mean, certainly can't only just be me, this really intense energy of, I know I'm doing a tremendous amount of processing, so that's why really I'm asking you is if you're feeling it too, that this just kind of,
change.
Almost like you don't know what to do with it. It's so extreme, and it's coming from every direction.
Yeah, I really feel that it's everything is moving so fast. I'm almost still in the middle of it. I expect my hair to be blowing back.
Or standing on end, it's one the other.
Don't even need any gel these days.
No, you don't.
Rod Stewart, yeah.
I love Rod.
Especially his hairdo.
He's always had a great hairdo. God bless him, and he never felt the need to change it. This is something from Celia Finn. You will seek to fully connect with the directions of this is about the equinox. You will seek to fully connect with the directions of your soul as you work together to express your life purpose. You will want to move beyond the superficial, the shallow, the words, to the deep essence of self and the deep feelings of the heart. And
there's something I want to say, too. I often joke about this, but I often say, I want to know what love is, that feeling, you know, like really... And all this week I've been going, oh, my God, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it.
Yeah, that actually is one of my very favorite songs by Foreigner, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
The key, too, is feeling it for self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as spiritual beings, we've been quick to love others and not very quick to love ourselves. I think we've been highly judgmental of ourselves because we've all been in the process of unhooking, healing, shifting. You know, so many people have felt the need to isolate, you know, and if you are following Lauren Gorgo's wonderful pieces that she puts out at thinkwithyourheart.com. What a sense of humor she has. But she definitely talks about, you know, how everybody's been kind of hiding out, not you, Veronica, but, for anywhere from 5 to 7 years, and she had a wonderful piece this week. It was very, very funny. And and finally, it's like the doors are opening for us to come back out again. It's like, you know, we've been through all this process. So I'm going to talk about my...
Do we get to stop processing?
Oh, hell no. Never. No,
oh, darn.
No, there is no hall pass. God knows I'd love to have one. So forgiveness. I had absolutely life-changing experience this week that wow. I've been working very directly with God and Goddess and very directly with asking to bring that energy through, and any place that there is blockage, darkness, whatever, okay, for it to surface, for me to see it, to deal with it, to heal it, to, and it's been really transformative for me because it's been very emotional, it's been very deep, and very intimate, and so after last week's show, I talked with my daughter. And I said, you know, I think, because her father, stepfather was in town, I said, I think, you know, are you up for going to dinner and inviting him? And because they've been very estranged as well. And she said, yeah, sure, you know, we'll go up to Lake Las Vegas and so on. And so I called my son and told him, and we made, you know, reservations, et cetera, and this is so funny. This is such a funny story because knowing that I had found all of this, these places in myself that had not forgiven him, that held anger towards him, you know, for various experiences, and you know, we're talking 46 years of this stuff because 20 years married, 26 years divorced. And still, and of course, I got very, very clearly that I had given him so much power because he could be very threatening, and there was always this caution that I held around him, okay? And he enjoyed that kind of persona, you know, that he could hire people to have things done kind of thing. And we went through this a couple of years ago when my son's car was stolen. So... and somebody actually came into my home. Huh?
Is he from Sicily?
No. No, it's Italian. You know, there are a lot cheaper people than Sicilians that do this stuff now. So, at any rate, we agreed to a dinner and set a time. And I had my normal errands on Saturday. It was for Saturday night. And told my son, who's been kind of, he had taken him to California and, you know, they were doing things together here in Las Vegas during his visit. And Michelle was going to bring her boyfriend. They lived together. I literally, okay, I was out doing some errands and I kept smelling something. I kept thinking, what the hell is that? And at one point, somebody called me. I sat on a bench. And, you know, this is like something out of Saturday Night Live. You know, and I had kind of a low-cut shirt, like big surprise. And I kind of stuck my finger under my arms and smelled it, which is just kind of it's a natural. I almost passed out, and I thought, oh, my God. I am literally detoxing like there's no tomorrow.
Wow.
I don't have that problem, okay? So there, I have to burn the blouse and the I mean, there's no way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And this was so fascinating to me. So we all met up at Lake Las Vegas, which has very different energy than Las Vegas does. It's much more calm and peaceful, and it's right by the dam. And I got there first. We all kind of came from different directions. And all afternoon, I kept really working with God to bring through as much love and forgiveness and light and magic and miracles, and to be the recipient of that so that I could fully forgive, that I could come to this absolutely pure-hearted. It's a big, tall order. I just want to say this, because this is a core issue for me. I mean, getting in touch with it as I have over this last couple of weeks. And what was very interesting is they walked up from behind. I was sitting outside looking over the lake. They walked up from behind. He just touched the top of my hand, kind of squeezed it. And I took a look at him, and all of the anger dissolved. This was not an attraction. Don't misunderstand this. But all of the anger, all of the fear, everything dissolved, and I felt my power come back in. At the same time, I was filled with compassion. And I was so overwhelmed and grateful for this experience. There are no words for me to, you know, I'm hoping everybody gets this between the words, because it was so big. Now, this has created an estrangement, okay, between my son's father and my daughter. When we married, she was 4. He raised her. But they've been estranged for quite some time. And what was so interesting is that her boyfriend is in real estate, as my ex-husband has been in real estate for like 46 years. And so Doral, you know, now they've been together for 5 years, so they're certainly more than boyfriend-girlfriend. But and Doral has all these real estate deals and really needs guidance. And so the two of them just clicked immediately. And I could feel, my daughter was sitting next to me, and I could just feel the healing going on. This is, you know, what caught me by surprise. And it shouldn't. I do this stuff every day. I could feel the healing going through her. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, of course, she has major issues with men. Duh. And her stepfather has been a major figure in her life. There was a lot of unhealed stuff, but she also knows that the way he pushed her got her to where she is and successes and so on she's had. And it was a lovely meal. It was a lovely time. I felt such peace. I was so thrilled to see, and they're both athletes, or were, you know, so the two men really got on. And they eventually left, my son and his father, and who's not very well, but, you know, is doing the best he can. And so, and we talked a little bit about that in terms of, you know, the emotional basis for physiological manifestation of illness and so on. And so my daughter and Doral and I sat and talked, and Doral was so excited to have a mentor. This is something he's really been looking for. And my daughter piped up and said, you know, it would be wonderful if he could move here and be our broker, you know. And at that point, I let go, and I said, you know, this is such a healing that I have to let this all unfold in whatever way it's going to unfold. What I did say to Doral is, I said, this is going to change your relationship with Michelle to for her to heal her relationship with her stepfather. And then they shared a story of something that had happened the night before. And they went to like a San Gennaro festival, and she got upset with him because she remembered all the things they did as a child, you know, as a young girl, etc. And when we'd all go to these things, and, you know, her stepdad would win stuffed animals, and we'd all go on all these rides and so on, and Doral didn't want to do anything. And I said, gee, many Christmas, this stuff is cropping up the night before. You know? And this was the divineness to me of all of it. I was so moved, and I came home, long trek from up there. I got into bed that night, and I went, oh, my God, I can finally heal. And my shoulder, which has been frozen for umpteen years, I've had all this, as the chiropractor says, all your masculine stuff is sitting in the right shoulder, right breast, etc. And it completely relaxed, and I was like, whoa, this is so big. And what's interesting is he's been over to their house twice this week for dinner. He's there tonight, working with Doral on Doral's new ideas and mentoring him and coaching him. And again, beliefs that crop up, and this is something Bonnie and I have talked about this week, old beliefs about men can't be trusted, they have hidden agendas, so on and so forth, you know. And I've worked very hard not to go there because, and to work with those old beliefs. And my daughter is really tough, so I mean, you know, God bless him if he wants to take her on. And she just told him point blank, she said, I don't want to talk about you're sick, you're dying, any of that. We don't do that around here. She said, here's somebody that'll do your blood, very inexpensive, and they tested this, that, and the other thing. You know, she's
that
a person of action. Huh?
To him?
Yes. And, you know, can turn your life around, boom, boom, boom. She always has a pocket full of things that you can do or places you can go or people that she's always got. She's a great networker. And it just comes to her. It's so cute. And I am very comfortable with all of this. I know that I have to stay out of it, okay, and allow them to have their relationship, and I'm perfectly happy to do that because I know the healing that can occur, and especially for my daughter to heal this line of distrust and anger and so on and so forth with the masculine. It's so big. So the forgiveness piece for me has been absolutely riveting. Riveting. And my what it did, it was just amplify my gratitude for the way that the divine works in our life. That when we really, really are ready, it'll open up in ways that we can't imagine, just can't imagine. And I had a session with somebody this week. And at the end of the session, I said, what happened to you? And she said, I forgave. And I was just so blown away. So blown away, actually sent an email about forgiveness. When I sent out the notification for the show, she sent an email and said that this is what turned her around was forgiveness. And it's, so I'm thrilled that you're working with it, Veronica, which, you know, says to me that we're all working with it at some level, that any place we're withholding that, we're holding it back from ourselves as well. And to allow in the love, and I think this is something that every spiritual person that's out there wanting to make a difference in the world is not a good receiver of love. They're great at giving it, but I don't know that they're very good at receiving it. What do you think?
I think that's true. I've worked with a lot of people this week who were also struggling with how quickly their heart closes down because of damage, but it was really a functional, not just, oh, she has a closed heart, but she could feel her heart closing and opening, that sort of thing. And I think that's part of the job for those of us who don't receive love very well.
When we have, I think, that true intimacy, and I, because I do it before every session, I really actually spend time there. It brings me back to something that is so powerful. I cannot tell you I hold it every minute. I don't. But I can tell you that coming back to that connection, that love of God and Goddess before every session, and even in my own experience, my own working with my personal meditations and things, it's doing something to me that I'm just blown away by. I really, really, really get how much, and I think for so many of you that took on so much in this lifetime, I mean, Lordy, we filled up our pockets with stickies and things, you know, extra notes, you know, right in between the script. Let me write this in and write that in after we got here. You know, let's throw in this, you know. I get time to work this one in, you know. And because in the bigger scheme of things, it's one lifetime. Granted, it is a huge lifetime in the history of our universe because of what's happening here. But it's still one lifetime. So in terms of time itself, it's really not, even though it's an illusion, it's really not that long, and it makes perfect sense that we all tried to cram everything we could into it. Some of us crammed in more than we had thought. Don't you feel like you've lived four or five lifetimes in this lifetime?
Yeah, in my 30s, I knew I'd had at least three incarnations by then.
Okay, exactly.
Now exactly. I'm in my hundreds, it's a lot more.
Exactly. Okay, it just feels as though we've had lifetime. And I go through, it's funny when, you know, as a family, we go through the family photos and everything, and we always laugh. I have 1,000 looks. I mean, I never look the same at any given time. My looks have changed so much, every direction, you know. And I think it has to do with whatever drops in while I'm having whatever experience. I've decided I just share this stuff with whoever, you know, happens to be floating by.
Talk about empathy, eh? Empathizing with different dimensions.
Well, yeah, in different dimensions. I mean, that makes it fun. I'm going to read this because this is so beautiful, and I don't want to paraphrase it. You know who this is. Thank you and the team for today. I was letting my horses in, and the memory of me saying, "I can hear you," came. This is a very small print, so I'm having a hard time reading it. You ask, what does that mean? And this is, I was out of channel at this point. Well, I heard your light. I could hear your light. Something new for me. I wondered about what the team asked me about how I got to opening my heart more. I believe you are talking about it on your show coming up, forgiveness. For me, whenever I heard forgiveness, a trigger would go off. I began to shift that by taking judgments off of it and saying to myself that forgiveness was to set myself free. Gratitude and love for you and the team assisting me with becoming. I look forward to listening to you. The show, more forgiveness in order, which means more freedom from the illusion. And the biggest forgiveness, of course, for all of us is forgiveness of self. And anybody who's a parent knows this one.
It's the parent, yes.
Huh?
I said, it's a parent.
Yes, oh, very good. Play on words. Okay. I think that you know, and I want to say, and I want to make this really clear to everybody, I'm not done. And it's not like I zip through something and say, oh, wow, well, I got that figured out and move on to the next thing. Because this is so big, it takes in the whole dynamic of relationship with the masculine and so on. It's not just, this was my, you could call it an archetypal relationship in terms of representing so much for me. And looking back on it, I mean, I have to do a lot of forgiveness of self, that I was so damaged and left so much power there, including all of the things that I achieved, which I thought was very interesting. Personally, business, every other way. So, and it thrills me to see my ex-husband be able to bring 46 years of knowledge and expertise and, you know, all that he has to assist my children. I think it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I think that it brings him alive to feel that he's contributing, doing something, instead of not feeling well and... And, but more importantly is how, and it's really going to be fascinating to see if I can allow in love in a totally different way. I'm getting kind of old now to be attracting men, but,
Oh, stop.
Well.
You're way younger than I am.
Yeah, what, a year?
A lot happens in a year, Jackie.
Yeah, right. Well, lately. all of this is that our relationship, and I really want to say this, our relationship with the masculine is up. Our relationship with feminine rage is really up because men carry it as well as women, because many men are damaged from feminine rage that they experience from their mothers and grandmothers and wives and so on. This is all core stuff that's up right now, and it's up in a way that we get to, with the opening of our heart, really start shifting all of it. And unfortunately, this has been the drivers, literally, and if you look... If you watch the news, if you watch politics, you really see where the drivers have been. Because you can see the rage, you can see the competition, you can see the lack of forgiveness, the lack of trust. There isn't anything out there right now as we look out at it that feels real warm and fuzzy. You think?
No, I don't think so. Just not necessarily the stuff that gets in the news anyway.
Well, there are some wonderful things happening.
Yes.
And they're not getting in the news, and I absolutely agree with you, Veronica. There are some big shifts occurring.
Because of going back to what you just finished saying, that's not what's marketable. It's the anger, it's the push, it's the competition that's been marketable. But that's changing, I think.
It is, and I want to share something with you also. I was doing a session with Dear James today, and one of his intentions, for those of you that were at the intensive, the opening of the Stargate, he was there, and loved this young man and his wife. And so he... and they have such magical experiences, and he was the basis of the show I did on Following Your Bliss. I mean, he is just, what enthusiasm. And he actually had a ship over their house. They were actually outside looking up. They could see the windows and the lights, and I mean, it was fairly good size. And he didn't get it until the next day that they had gone aboard. He was just frustrated that he couldn't remember anything, but it was, and so it was he and the, you know, the whole family was out there. And and evidently it was a Sirian ship, which can manifest into, appear to be fairly solid, but it appears that it was a Sirian ship. And I love this. They live kind of in the boonies, okay, in Wisconsin. So it could definitely manifest there with no problem and be that close. But it was a wonderful thing to hear, and it makes us all feel good to know that they're around and making themselves known in such a loving way. So, and they had nothing but wonder and love over the whole experience. There was absolutely no trauma or fear. And we've got so much marketing going on with trauma and fear about extraterrestrials. It's just very disheartening to me that they're looking for anything, you know, whether it's werewolves or vampires or anything to scare people. I don't know what this is about. I guess it's just the shadow making itself known.
Well, sure, is a polarity or a duality going on, isn't there?
Right, and there was something that came out this week about the underbelly really being released right now, and, you know, all the old emotions, again, of fear, rage, anger, competition, jealousy, on and on and on and on, the underbelly. And I thought that was an interesting statement, the underbelly.
That's a good one, the underbelly, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And we've all had these. Okay, we've all dealt and played in that dark light. What I'm fascinated to see right now is how many people I work with whose husbands are very, very successful, and how resistant some of them are, not all, some of them are, to looking at things a different way, because they're looking at them the old way right now, and none of it works. They don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. And these are really amazing people. And I'm in really bright, brilliant even. They don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's the men that are really waiting for the women. You know, we've spent a very long time reclaiming who we are, to reach out to them and to lift them up now.
I guess I'm thinking about that, whether or not we've gone far enough yet, have we? No.
Well, we better start now.
I know that. I guess it's just a question I've had lately, yes.
Yes, because, again, the more you reach out, the more it will come through.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was the Plotharans, and I know that Bob knows this, that worked with Billy Meyer, originally the Pleiadians, but they are, that they're really the Plotharans, who said it will be the women who will change the world, the feminine.
And I think Lazarus also said that, didn't he?
Yes. So, and again, this is not an ego thing. It's not like we want to, believe me, it's not like we'd all like a nice, big, strong man that we could rest our shoulder on, but, you know.
But we're such multitaskers that I think we can lean our head on their shoulder after we've got the job done.
Exactly. And we're living in a really magical time, and I really do feel I want to bring the team in. They're knocking at the door here, so. All right. Well, this is a very exciting night. We're thrilled to see that all of you are giving up the old ways. They never really worked anyway, but you all held on to them so tightly. And all it did was keep you from seeing your own beauty, your own magnificence. Your ability to change everything merely by your presence is really dependent on how much light you can hold, how much love you can radiate. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it, people? And if you're looking around behind you right now, there's no one there. It's you. For many of you, still trying to figure out what you're here to do, what's my great work? How many times we hear that from people. And our answer is always the same. Your great work first is to heal. So that you can bring through the love. So that your messages can be heard. Your presence can be felt. Whether it's being recorded consciously or not. I have always had impact. But now you have the opportunity to have impact beyond anything you can imagine. And you're connecting with one another energetically, creating a web of love and light for all of humanity and for the earth. And the more that you heal, the greater that light can be, the stronger the web becomes. The more impact you can have through love. Well, you don't have to be the smartest, the brightest, the cutest, the thinnest, the whatever, tallest. Throw that in for the channel. But when your heart is clear and pure, the ego has a hell of a time finding a place to rest, the negative ego. There's no room for it. And you will be able to receive love and allow it to flow back to God, Goddess, all it is. Flow back to Source. Seeing it as this endless flow of energy coming through you and returning, coming through you and returning, reaching out and touching everywhere that you direct it. Everywhere that you direct it, when you direct it from a point of love purity. Interesting word. Now, you're still human, but you're in the process of changing so radically, so quickly, so exponentially, that in a couple of months you won't recognize yourself. You will literally look back and wonder how you've changed so much in a matter of months, for some days, for some weeks. Everyone wondered what 2012 December was going to look like. And we think you're all beginning to get an idea that it was always about you, not about ships coming down and landing on Earth or anything of that nature, that it was always about you. And any place that you withhold love, any place, it's going to be a problem. Now, we can hear you out there. Well, you mean I'm supposed to love the terrible things that people do? We didn't say not to have discernment. However, how powerful is love? When you can love the unlovable, when you can send love and light and healing to what you may perceive as the most distorted people on the planet, however that looks for you, and trust that it will have impact, trust that. As the note said, that the channel wrote, judgment, getting out of judgment. It's so easy to get into judgment, and as soon as you do, you constrict your own frequencies and energy and life, and you're in a cycle that you don't want to be in. Here you've got the faucets open and the light's flowing in and flowing in and flowing in, and you find yourself judging this, boom, shut the faucets off. Why would you want to do that? If you would just practice this week, flowing love to the barking dog next door that drives you crazy, or the driver that cuts you off, or the difficult client, or the this or the that, you may be amazed at what you see. Because your ability to access love now is so great. And the manifestation of how it will be reflected back to you will shock you. Play with it. Open your heart. And look at yourself. Please stop being so hard on you. You're not striving for perfection, people. Because if you are, you'll never get there. Forgiveness? Absolutely. Love? Yes. Discernment? Of course. Of course. You don't walk in front of a speeding car and try to send it love. Now, Veronica, you made a statement earlier in the show about how you felt about yourself as you're going through this with your own family,
mm-hmm.
as your father's making his transition.
Mm-hmm. He's also been experiencing huge shifts in his understanding of love.
Of course. Of course. Of course. The veils are lifting, yes.
I think that's unhooking all of us, too.
All right. Now, let's talk about you. Are you seeing the script, the drama, more clearly?
I think I am, yes. And I'm feeling it differently. That's
the important part.
Yes.
And are you able to forgive?
I feel like I'm released from a lot of that, yes. Tremendously, actually.
And what about yourself?
One of the things that helped me is my guides say you're a transformer. How can you judge the places that you start transforming from?
Very good.
That made me chuckle, and I thought, oh, that's helpful, too. I feel like I'm getting clearer and clearer that way. Probably it's a lifetime of habit, right? Habitual release.
Well, yes. We've talked to you about this before. Monitoring yourself, critiquing yourself, etc. This is something that we're hoping that you will lighten up with.
I hope so, too. I feel like I am right now. That's good.
Good.
And we have to make this short, unfortunately, now.
Oh, all right. Talk about your show, dear.
Quickly, as on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to be meeting Barry and Joyce Vassell. And they worked with her mother, who, when she was 90, she died over 9 months, and they worked with her consciously. It was a very interesting experience, so... It'll be wonderful to talk to them about that. And 7 o'clock on Thursday, I'm back on Radiance by Design. We were talking about energy and empathy and oneness this week, and we may continue with that.
Beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
Now, we'd very much like to work with all of you tonight. Or whenever you listen to this show, all right? And we will know. We will know. We'd like to work with you to help you to find those places that you're still holding anger, resentment, hurt, betrayal, abandonment. To find a way to forgive. Now you may, over the next couple of days, all of a sudden have flashes come in. Oh, gosh. I've had a lot of anger with this person. Was terrible to me. They undermined me. They did this to me. They did that to me. Have I forgiven them? And have I forgiven myself for going to that place? All right. Now, when you do this, you're reclaiming pieces of power. Wherever you're holding anger, withholding love, you have pieces of power sitting there that you're reclaiming. So don't forget to take your power back. it'll be a natural evolution, because as you can, if you do it meditatively, wonderfully, wonderful. Do, however you decide to do it, write a brief note, whatever it may be. It's going to take you some time. There are people over time, we understand. Now, we don't expect you to go back through your whole life, all right? Well, that girl in sixth grade really made me mad. No, it was... Now, if you're still carrying something and it still bothers you, then you want to go back and forgive it. Flood it with light. Take back your power. That we do recommend. We would love to work with you on this. We are so thrilled to see what all of you are doing, how beautiful you are, how powerful you are, and how loving you are. And you don't realize yet who you are and the impact you're going to have on Earth. You don't know yet. But you will soon. We promise you. It is a joy, a pleasure, an honor to work with all of you. We love you all so very much. We appreciate the commitment that all of you have had to healing. To healing. Yourself, your families. Dear, ultimately, the universe. Veronica, we love you, dear one.
We love
We're
you.
Very happy to see the healing that you're going through as well. And until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones, our blessings to each of you. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night, everyone. Blessings.
Radio.